たまに言ってますけど、大人もいますけども、
we're going to be talking about Jonah today.
今日はですね、ヨナの話をしたいんですけど、知ってますか、ヨナ。
We might talk about it a couple of weeks.
前にヨナの話をしたんだけども、
But for adults, Jonah is one of the stories that's actually very popular in Western culture.
どちらかというと西洋では結構ヨナの話をよく聞くんですね。
If you choose to study English,
で英語で学ぶときに、
there's certain stories that are kind of in all of Western literature.
で特にですね、英文学とかでもそうですけど、ヨナの話をラストで学んだりします。
And so you'll hear references to the story of Jonah if you're ever looking at any kind of English literature.
ですから英文学を見るときにヨナっていうのポンポン出てきますから覚えておくといいと思います。
But this is a great story for adults, and one day we'll talk about the adults
and
the detail about the other things we can learn about Jonah.
But
today we have a short amount of
time.
So there is no kids upstairs today, we're all going to stay in.
So
please, for the adults, be patient with the kids.
They are
children.
Our
kids are actually, our kids in this church are actually very good. But if there is some noise, just kind of so I'm just going to read Jonah 1 to 10. And so the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, for its wickedness has come up before me.
大都市のニネバに行って、あなた方の邪悪なことを述べ伝えなさいと。
But Jonah ran away from the Lord.
でもヨナは主から逃れて、
and headed for another place called Tarshish.
タルシシという全く違うところに行った。
He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port.
でヨッパから出かける船に彼は見つけてそれに乗り込んで、
after paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
そして主から逃れるためにタルシシに向かった。
How many people think you can run from the Lord?
主から逃れることはできる。どうやったら逃れることができるでしょうかね。
Pretty hard.
厳しいよね。できないよね。
Last week we talked about binoculars.
Right?
And God can see everything.
And
without binoculars, you can see without
binoculars.
Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship began to break up. All the sailors were afraid and cried out to his own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea.
そして人々はすべてのものを外に投げて船を軽くした。
But Jonah had gone below the deck where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep.
でもヨナは船倉の一番下のところに行って、そして深い眠りについた。
The captain had said to him, went to him and said to him, How can you sleep?
船長がヨナのところに行って、こんな時なんでヨナお前は眠っていないんだ。
Get up and call your God. Maybe he'll notice.
あなたも立ち上がって、あなたの神に叫びなさい。そうしたらあなたの神があなたの叫びに応えて、私たちは船内に住むかもしれない。
Then the sailors said to each other, Come, let us cast lots let us figure out to find out who's responsible for the calamity.
その時に数人たちは自分たちでサイコロを投げ合って、一体この災害は誰によってなされたか、それを分かるようにしようと言った。
Calamity is like What people are you?
どんな民族なのか?
He answered, I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord.
私はヘブル人で、私は主を礼拝するものです。
I worship the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land.
私はこの天、そしてこの乾いたところ、海を作ったこの神様を礼拝するものです。
So I think it's funny that he says,I know the guy who made the sea and dry land, and then he runs away. So we're going to stop right there. There's much more to talk about this next week. And so, this is an interesting story because you know why Jonah didn't want to go speak to the people?
あのヨナは一体ニネベに行こうとしなかったんだろう。
We're going to jump to the end of the story a little bit.
話の最後に行こうと思うんだけど、覚えてる？
We've been discussing this at our house.
覚えてる？家でずっと一緒にいた、うちの子供は全部覚えてると思うんだけど、最後どうなんだっけ？
It's because he knew that God was so loving.
で、彼はですね、もう神様とっても愛に満たされてるから、知ってた。
That he would rescue the people.
どうせ最後にはニネベの人たちを救い出すんだから、行っても行かなくても同じじゃないか。
It's very weird.
ちょっと変だよね、この話をね、考えてみると。
He didn't like the people that much that he didn't want God to save them.
ね、彼は実際にニネベの人を嫌いだったから、彼に神様に救ってほしくなかったんだろうか。
But you guys think God's like that?
でも神様はそんな人だと思う。人を憎む人だと思う。
What do you guys think? You think God's like that?
No.
God loves us because it's right inside us who He is. We do not need to do things to get Him to love us. And He loves us so much that He sends people to tell us. We don't need to do the good things to get Him to love us. He loves us anyway.And he loves us so much that he's going to use you guys to go start telling people about his love.
神様は皆さんを用いていろんな人に神様の愛を伝えてほしいと願ってらっしゃる。
When you guys have events or play with your friends,
友達のことをいろいろ関わることあるよね。
Sometimes telling people about Jesus is not just telling them all these things that they need to know.
友達イエス様のことを語るときに何かね、始めたら終わりまで語る必要はなくて、
A lot of things, times, the only thing you have to tell people is that they love them.So I want you to encourage you this week to go tell at least one person that God loves them. Now there is much more to the story. And we will not end today. We'll continue next week. Let's pray.Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you send people to tell us about your love. And even more than that, I thank you that you've given us the privilege of going to tell people about your love. I pray that you put your hand upon each every kid here. That you not allow them to run like Jonah. But you give them courage and faith.And love to go tell other people about
you.
Let them understand your love.
Amen.
We pray. Amen. Thanks, guys. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
じゃあお母さんとお父さんとか、大人のところに戻りましょう。Go ahead and go back to where your family is sitting or with some adults.
のメッセージの、まあ、タイトルというかテーマはですね、やはり転職させて転身するということでもあります。
The title of the message is continuing from last week and it's dedicating our lives to God.
で先週、まあ、そのことを、第二テモテから学んだんですけども、
Last week we looked at 2 Timothy.
転身するというのは、何かこう職業で牧師になるとかそういうことではなかったっていうことを話をしました。
We talked a little bit about how the Japanese is usually used in language, and the Japanese is usually used in the sense of dedicating our lives to become a pastor. But that's not the way I'm using it today.
職業ではなくて本当毎日の生き方が献身だっていう話をしました。
The dedicating our lives does not have anything to do with our job, but rather it has to do with how we choose to live our everyday lives.
そして、まあ、訪問になるというか、キリストの本当の弟子になるということなんですね。
And we want to consider what does it mean to be a genuine disciple of Jesus Christ?
でもそれを先週見たときには、言葉だけじゃなくて実行する人ということが一つあります。
And we want to think about what that means, not just as a word, a genuine disciple, but actually in reality, what does it mean to be a genuine disciple?
そして同時に御言葉をしっかり握ってそれを語ることもできるという人もありました。
And we also talked about how we need to read the Bible and know what the Bible says so that we can share what is written in the Bible.
そうですね、でもそれは本当に基礎知識をしっかり持っていて、そして自分の言葉で語ることができるかということなんですね。
But that's not something that you need like great amounts of knowledge for, but rather from our experience with God, we can share wherever you are with God, you can share.
自分の言葉で、まあ、借り物でない自分の経験を誰しも語ることができる。
It's not something that you're just head knowledge.But rather sharing from your own relationship and your own experience with God.
ですから僕も先週じゃ自分の言葉で今日さっきデーモンさん言った自分の言葉で語ってたら何が語れるのかって少し考えてみて。
So I really thought about how would I personally share about how I have experienced God.
一体どのように神様の愛を語ることができるんだろうか。
How would I communicate?The love of God.
まあ先週その2日間会にトレーニングの会に行きました。
As we mentioned a few minutes ago that last week on Monday and Tuesday I went to a training session for to train the counselors for this conference.
出かけ時に松見さんと東久留米の駅で会いました、ね。
I met Masumi at the station just coincidentally.
もう何度もこう、まあ、一日本当にクリスチャンの人たちに何度も何度もその神様の福音を聞くとき聞いたんですけども、
I heard again and again how we can share the gospel with other people, but
その時本当に感じたのは本当に単純でも自分の言葉を持つことの大切さなんですね。
But what I really received from that was how in a very simple wayAnd in our own words, we can communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to others.
ですから、神様がはあなたを愛してますって言うのは簡単ですけど、それを本当に自分として理解することの大切さを思いました。
It's easy to say to someone, God loves you, but we need to experience the love of Christ in our own hearts.To really be able to communicate that better.
その自分のものとすることの大切さを
思いました。 It needs to be our something that is really ours. We know the love of Christ.
今日はですね、第2コリントの5章から読んでいきたいと思います。
Today I want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 with you.
日本語で読みしますね。
First I'll read in Japanese.
主に対する恐れを知っている私たちは人々の説得に努めます。私たちは神にはありのままに敷かれています。私はあなた方の両親にもありのままに敷かれたいと思います。私たちはあなた方にもう一度自己推薦しようというのではありません。ただ内面ではなく外面を誇って人々に応じられるように、私たちのことを誇る機会をあなた方に提供しているのです。私たちが正気でないとするならそれは神のためであったし、正気であるならそれはあなた方のためです。なぜならキリストの愛が私たちを駆り立てているからです。私たちはこう考えます。すなわち一人の方が全ての人のために死んでくださった以上、全ての人も死んだことになります。その一人の方は全ての人のために死んでくださった。その目的は生きている人たちがもはや自分自身のために生きるのではなく、自分たちのために死んで復活してくださった方たちのために生きることなのです。
I'm going to read in English from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11 to 15. If you read English, or if you are an English speaker, or you like to read in English, any whatever your language is, why don't we read together? Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience.We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this.That one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all in order that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Amen.
これはパウロがコリントの教会に語った箇所です。
Paul, wrote this letter to the Corinthian church.
ポールは本当にユダヤの伝統の中に生きてきた人で、クリスチャンたちが出てくることに、いや、キリストの教えには反対だったんですね。
Paul, before he became a Christian, was actually opposed to the Christian movement.
ですから、
彼は、he was a Jewish man opposed to Christianity.
キリストの弟子たちを迫害することを彼はしていました。
And he actually persecuted the disciples of Jesus and the followers of Jesus.
でも、その途中に復活したイエス様と出会うんですね。
But,While he was on his way to actually persecute more people, more Christians, he met the risen Lord.
そしてそれから彼は迫害するものじゃなくてキリストに従うものになったんですね。
And after that, he became not someone who persecuted the Christian faith, but rather someone who shared the gospel.
彼の生き方は本当に180度変わって、彼は死ぬまで最後までそれを続けていきます。
And his life, the direction of his life actually changed 180 degrees from persecuting the church to serving the church. And he did that until the day he died.
人が変わるときにですね、前の人は驚きます。
When people change or when people are changed, the people around them are really surprised, aren't they?
たまに会った人、変わったねって言われたりしますね。
Do you ever meet someone that you've known before and you meet them and like, wow, you've really changed? Have you ever had that experience?
その時ね、痩せたねとか綺麗になったねって言われたけど、違う言葉言われたら嫌ですよね。
If someone says to you, oh, you look so pretty or oh, you've gotten thinner, if they say something like that, maybe you're happy, but if they say other things, maybe you're not so happy about it.
服用感に。
If someone says you got bigger, you might not be too happy about it. Maybe God.
Well, okay.
When people change or when people are changed, the people around them realize, don't they?
パウロが変わった時にパウロの周りにいた人たちは驚きました。
When Paul was changed by this meeting with the risen Christ, the people around him were very surprised.
クリスチャンだった人が急に迫害する人たちが仲間になったわけですが驚きました。
The people, the Christians who had been persecuted by Paul, and now he's become one of them, they were really surprised.
でも今までパウロと一緒にクリスチャンを迫害した人たちはもっと驚いた。
And at the same time, the people who were persecuting the Christians with Paul, those people were also very surprised.
で、この聖書の13節にあるには、正気じゃないものなんですね。アートマインみたいに見られたんですね。
And, in this passage that we just read, it talks about being foolish or being out of their mind. People thought that Paul had
lost his mind.
You really, something happened. You really have gotten strange. Something very strange has happened to you.
パウロがエルサレムに捕まって、それから、ローマに行く前に、ローマに行く前にカイザレにいました。
Paul actually was arrested in Jerusalem and he was going to be brought to Rome to be on trial for his faith. And before he got to Rome, he went to Caesarea.
その時にユダヤの王様のアグリッパにキリストのことを話すんですね。
And he actually had the opportunity to speak about Christ and the gospel to King Agrippa.
でもその時に聞いてた、その時にローマの皇族のフェストルスが、ね、聞いてて、パウロ、あなたは狂ったって言うんですよ。
And the governor, Festus, also was there listening. He said to Paul, you're nuts. You've been studying too much. You have too much learning.
皆さん今までにあなた正気ですかって言われたこと、あなた狂ってないかって言われたことありますか？
Has anyone ever said to you, you're crazy?
言われたことある人結構いそうだよね、こんなの。
Have you?
本当にね、
人が変わった時に受け入れられる時とそうでない時があるんですね。
When people change or are changed, there's times when the people around them like accept that, and there are times when they don't.
福音はある人にとってはすごく愚かに聞こえるんですね。
For many people, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the cross of Christ, is stupidity.
でも本当にそれが分かった時、神様の愛が分かった時、違うんですね。
But when we really know the love of Christ in the cross is no longer stupidity, is it?
ね、パウロは福音を知った時、十字架の言葉は、ね、それは神様の力ですって言ってます。
Paul says that the cross of Christ is a strength.
でも私たちは本当に、なんていうかな、やっぱり人によく思われたいんですよね。
But if we think about our own human nature, we want people to think well of us, don't we?
最初からこうね、愚かだと思われたようなことを普通はしませんよね。
We really don't want people to think, oh, that's, she is really stupid, aren't they? We don't want people to think that about us.
でもパウロは人がどう思われ、人にどう思われてももういいと思ってたんですね。
But Paul didn't care what other people thought about him.
その理由が、まあ、14節以下に書いてあるんですけども、
the reason why is written in verse 14.
もうですね、心が神様の愛で満たされて、もう神様の愛に支配されてる。
He said that the love of Christ is controlling me. It's driving me forward.
神の愛に駆り立てられてるって日本語が書いてあります。
That the love of God is controlling me and really pushing me forward and motivating me forward.
普通私たちが駆り立てるものは例えば食べ物が食べたい、ケーキが食べたいとかいうふうに駆り立てられますよね。
What motivates you? What drives you forward? Maybe it's some delicious food or delicious cake.
でもここでパウロは神様の愛に駆り立てられ、支配されるというんです。
But Paul says that the love of Christ, the love of the cross, is what motivating him and driving him forward.
バーバラさんもね、どう言いますか、もう駆り立てられて、アメリカから日本まで来ちゃいましたね。何か普通はありえないんですよ。ありえないんですよ、実はね。
I was driven forward by some unknown thing, the calling of Christ and changed him.
そうですね。もう何か普通じゃないことができるんですね。
So when we're really driven by something, motivated by something, we can do things that are out of the ordinary.
で、その理由をここでパウロは書いてます。ちょっともう一
度日本語
で言いますね。
The reason again, let's look at the Japanese
again. 私たちはこう考えます。4節の1節ですね。すなわち一人の方がすべての人のために死んでくださった以上、すべての人も死んだことになります。その一人の方はすべての人のために死んでくださった。その目的は生きている人たちがもはや自分自身のために生きるのではなく、自分たちのために死んで復活してくださった方のために生きることなのです。
So I'll also read from the English one more time from verse 14. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this.That one has died for all, and therefore all have died. And he died for all in order that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for their sake, died and was raised.
私たち本当に神様の愛を知った時にですね、もう今までと違う存在になるんですね。
When we really know and experience the love of Christ,We are forever changed.
パウロはそのもう今これから生きるのはイエス・キリストのために生きようと彼はここで言っているわけです。
And Paul says, I no longer live for myself, but I now live for Christ, for the one who died for me.
キリストのために生きようって言うんですね。
He says, Let's live for Christ.
私が今こうやってキリストのために生きようって皆さんに言っても皆さんはうんうんってうなずいてくれますね、きっと。
If I say to all of you, let's live for Christ, probably everyone who's a Christian here will say, yes, yes.
で、私が外に行って知らない人に、キリストのために生きようって言ったらみんな、何言ってたんですか？
But if I go outside and I talk to people who don't know Christ yet, to non-Christians, and I say to them, let's live for Christ, they'll look at me like I'm nuts.
私は何よりもキリストを大切にする。
And I say that more than anything else, Jesus Christ is important to me.
あなたよりもキリストを大切にする。
If I say more than you, Christ is important to me.
でも、まあ、そういうことを言って分かる、分からない人が多いんですね。
There are many people when they hear that won't understand it.
逆にこういうふうに質問されるかもしれません。
Perhaps you'll be asked a question like this.
こんなにキリストのためにキリストに従ったらいいこと何かあるの？
Maybe someone will ask, if I obey Christ, if I follow Christ, will I receive something good?
皆さんだったらどう答えますか？
How will you respond if someone asks that to you?
ちょっと話を変えるんですけれども、
I'm going to change, the direction of my talk just for a second.
その自分の言葉で語るっていうことも先週から考えてきたので、
I was really thinking, a lot from last week about how to share the love of Christ, how to share the gospel with my own words.
結構自分のこう過去っていうかね、あの前を少し考えてみました。
And I really thought about my own past.
私がクリスチャンになった時に父はですね、やっぱり驚いてたんですね。
When I became a Christian, my father was very surprised.
まあ、お前本気かっていうか、理解しようとしたんですけども、父は私のことをやっぱり理解できなかったところがありました。
He really tried to understand, but he couldn't understand. He thought, "Are you kidding?"
で、私の家は本当に、まあ、伝統的、普通の日本の家です。
My family, my home, was a traditional, just a normal Japanese family.
まあ地域によって家によっても違うんですけど、まあ私は普通の日本の家だと思ってます。
Of course, there are differences depending on the area of Japan, but from my eyes, from my perspective, my house was just a normal Japanese house.
でも多分ね、あの日本以外の人たちにピンとこないかもしれないです。少し話
します。Perhaps, those of you who are not born and raised in Japan, maybe you'd be surprised at some of, how I grew up.
私の家には仏教の仏壇がありました。
So in my home, there was a Buddhist altar.
はい。仏壇が家にあった人どれぐらいいますか？
How many of you are Japanese and you had a Buddhist altar in your house?
結構少ないですね。
Okay. Really, not so many.、
はい私の家には神道の神棚がありました。
And I also had a Shinto God shelf in my house.
はい。でそんなにね、あの、あ、いいですよ、OK。あったでしょ、神道の神棚。少ないの、3件、もう4件ぐらいですね。はい。それで、でも私の家はそんなにあの熱心じゃなかったんです。熱心な家は、子供たちが毎日仏壇の前でお線香をあげるんですね。
So, my family was comparatively not so earnest about these, God shelves, but an earnest family would make the children sit down before the Buddhist altar every day and, offer incense.
でも、まあ、機会あれば仏教のお寺に行くことが、まあ、年に何回かあります。
But, several times a year we would go to the Buddhist temple for sure.
それから秋には今度は神道のお祭りがあったりします。
And, another example of my life was every fall we had a Shinto festival.
ですからその時になればあのおじさんたちが大きな、まあ、出汁を弾きながら歌を歌いながらそれを弾いていくんですね。
And, the men in the area would pull a wagon.
Like a
carriage thing on wheels, and that would be part of the festival. They would be pulling this carriage and singing.
近所では念仏講って言って毎家をこう回っておばさんたちが何ですかね、おばさんたちの何だろう会合みたいな感じ。なんて言って
る。Another one of my experiences was.Every month, the women in the neighborhood would get together at one particular house in turn, and they would chant Buddhist chants together.
でも、まあ、そういう家で育って、それが普通で育った私なんですね。
And that was my experience. That was just normal for where I lived.
でも、その聖書を読んで、キリストの話を聞いたときに、あ。これが本物だと思った瞬間があったわけです。
But when I heard the gospel, I really believe that this is really the truth. My father looked at me and said, are you nuts? Are you out of your mind?